The following is a Relevant Radio program and is protected under U.S. copyright laws. This program is made possible through the contributions of listeners like you. Support Relevant Radio by clicking on the donate icon at www.relevantradio.com.
Tuesday, Good News Day is here. Good morning, I'm Paul Sadek. It's Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Today is Tuesday, April 16th, 2024, Tuesday of the third week of Easter. In the Missal, it's liturgical year B, cycle 2. Tuesday is a day to pray the sorrowful mysteries of the Rosary. And our saint today is Saint Bernadette Subaru. Born in 1844, the first child of a poor miller in the town of Lourdes in southern France. In 1868, the Blessed Virgin Mary appeared to Bernadette in a cave above the banks of the Gave River near Lourdes. There were 18 appearances in all, the final one on the Feast of Our Lady of Mount Carmel, July 16th. On March 25th, she told Bernadette, "I am the Immaculate Conception." After thorough investigation, the church authorities confirmed the authenticity of the apparitions in 1862. During her life, Bernadette suffered much. At last, she was protected in a convent of nuns. 5 years later, she petitioned to enter the Sisters of Notre Dame of Nevers. Within 4 months of her arrival, she was given last rites of the church and allowed to profess her vows. Chronic health problems persisted. She died in 1879 at the age of 35. Saint Bernadette, pray for us. Let's offer this day to the Lord. O my Lord and my God, I offer to you this day and forever my body, my soul, and my heart, with all their works, powers, and affections, in the spirit of contrition and atonement, in the spirit of adoration and thanksgiving, in the spirit of faith, hope, and charity. I lay my past, my present, and my future at your feet, and I pray that I may accomplish your will during every moment of my mortal life, and rejoice in your love for my whole eternity. Through my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, with whose prayers, labors, and sufferings I beseech you to unite and sanctify mine. Amen. And with Pope Francis, we pray that the dignity and immense value of women be recognized in every culture, and for the end of discrimination that they experience in different parts of the world. 10 Minutes with Jesus is a guided meditation on the gospel of the day prepared by a Catholic priest. Here's today's 10 Minutes with Jesus.
My Lord and my God, I firmly believe that you are here, that you see me, that you hear me. I adore you with profound reverence. I ask your pardon for my sins and the grace to make this time of prayer fruitful. My Immaculate Mother, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me. Our conversation with you, Lord, is a privileged moment to align our lives with you. Just yesterday in the Mass, we heard that most helpful question: what must we do to accomplish the works of God? You answered and said, "This is the work of God, that you believe in the one he sent." During this time of prayer, we want to explore the magic of not only believing in you, but also aligning our will with yours, Jesus. The recent total solar eclipse that thrilled millions in North America is a powerful image of the magic of alignment. Those who witnessed the eclipse spoke in terms such as, "This was the most important day of my life." They were clearly stunned by the beauty of that alignment. Jesus, we watch in amazement as you show us time and time again your passion for aligning your will with that of the Father. When you were 12 years old, you said to Mary and Joseph, "Did you not know that I must be about my Father's business?" Years later, you were to say, "My food is to do the will of him who sent me." That divinely perfect alignment moves us deeply. 2 months ago, the prelate of Opus Dei published a letter about obedience. At one point, he speaks of a most intelligent and free obedience, an obedience that leads us to the full attainment of who we truly are by identifying our will with God's will in an unconditional yes. Well, that is a haunting thought, that the path to discover our truest identity is to turn to our Creator, who knows exactly what He had in mind when He brought us into being. The prelate continues, "Our small plans are made great when they are integrated into His. Things are never better for us than when we walk in God's ways." The fact is that our life is normally filled with small plans. Only rarely are we confronted with life-changing choices. Day by day, we can turn to You, Lord, and tell You that we are all ears, eager to discover Your plans as we head to work or dive into any situation. We have all experienced the power of beginning our day with some time in prayer. That is our chance to put up our antenna and search for the Lord's frequency. How much easier it is then to launch out into the day already finely attuned to the things that matter the most to You, Jesus. Speaking of small plans that become great, consider that moment when the young priest, Karol Wojtyła, found himself out in the mountains, enjoying a camping trip with a number of young people. That small plan of his was suddenly rocked to the core when a messenger from the local archbishop tracked him down and said that the archbishop wanted to see him right away. That young priest could have had a number of different reactions, but he immediately set off to see his superior, where he learned that he was to be made bishop. That small act of obedience ultimately gave to the church St. John Paul II. Where would we be today if he had not aligned his will with the will of the Father? How much depends on our aligning our will with that of the Lord day after day? St. Josemaria puts it in number 755 of the Way. Many great things depend, don't forget it, on whether you and I live our lives as God wants. So far, we have been contemplating the magic of alignment, but we have to confront a very different kind of convergence, one that can ruin everything. Nature provides a graphic example, thanks to a most unusual phenomenon in the world of insects, specifically cicadas. In some parts of the United States, a rare event is about to take place. One brood of cicadas emerges from hibernation every 13 years, whereas another species emerges every 17 years. The last time that these two groups emerged at the same time was 221 years ago, when Thomas Jefferson was president. Roughly 1 trillion cicadas are expected to converge in May, creating an unimaginable din. The very same thing happens to us when we allow the notorious social media to take up so much space in our head that we can't hear a thing. Combine that with ever-present earbuds and on-demand music, and it will be very hard to hear the Lord's promptings. What's the problem? What is the challenge? Well, all too often, we forge ahead during the day without checking in with the Master. Even worse, we sometimes have an inkling of what we should do, but we stubbornly insist on our way. St. John of the Cross, writing way back in the 16th century, put his finger in the wound when he described those who just don't listen. He writes, "In resisting God, they make little progress. As a result, they must endure greater suffering. They resemble children who kick and cry and struggle to walk by themselves when their mothers want to carry them. In walking by themselves, they make no headway, or if they do, it is at a child's pace." What about those life-changing decisions? All the more important to beg the Lord for His guidance. Just think of the 15-year-old Josemaria Escriva. From the moment that he had an inkling that God had special plans for him, Josemaria did not stop hounding the heavens with, "Lord, that I may see." His secret was the passion that he put into that prayer of petition. Years later, this truth was to appear in a powerful point in his book, The Forge. He writes, "With crystal clarity, I see the formula, the secret of happiness, both earthly and eternal. It is not just a matter of accepting the will of God, but of embracing it, of identifying oneself with it. In a word, of loving the divine will with a positive act of our own will. This, I repeat, is the infallible secret of joy and peace." Alignment with God's will becomes especially important when things do not turn out the way we expect. As one writer puts it, "God's will is also shown in those things He allows to happen that do not turn out as we had hoped. They are often directly opposed to our wishes, or apparently at variance with what we have perhaps prayed for fervently and perseveringly. Then it is time to redouble our prayers and fix our eyes more steadily on Jesus Christ." This author continues, "This is especially true when events make life unusually hard and misfortunes come. Personal illness, material setback or disaster, the death of a loved one, the sufferings of those who are dear to us. The sight of our Lord in the Garden of Gethsemane will show us how to react. We must embrace God's will unconditionally and without limits of any kind while we persevere in prayer." Well, this brings us to the ultimate source of alignment, Your presence in the Blessed Eucharist, Lord. As we read in today's Gospel, Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall not hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst. Lord, I want to come to you as often as possible. Each time I receive you worthily in the Blessed Eucharist, your presence and action in me become all the more powerful." Mary, you are the master of alignment with God's will. With that simple word, fiat, be it done, you changed the course of history. Help us to hearken to the will of God in both the small and the momentous moments of our life. I thank you, my God, for the good resolutions, affections, and inspirations that you have communicated to me in this meditation. I ask your help in putting them into effect. My Immaculate Mother, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me.
There's a lot more of 10 Minutes with Jesus just waiting for you to pick and choose at RelevantRadio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. This day of prayer gets underway in just a few minutes on Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. This is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app for Tuesday, April 16th, 2024. I'm Paul Sadek, and we begin this liturgical day joining with the whole church as we're led by our friends at DivineOffice.org in the Invitatory Psalm and the Office of Readings.
Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth will proclaim your praise.
The Lord is risen.
Cry out with joy to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before Him, singing for joy.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
Know that He, the Lord, is God. He made us. We belong to Him. We are His people, the sheep of His flock.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
Go within His gates giving thanks. Enter His courts with songs of praise. give thanks to him and bless his name.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
Indeed, how good is the Lord. Eternal his merciful love. He is faithful from age to age.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
Let God arise. Let his enemies flee before him. Alleluia.
Let God arise. Let his enemies flee before him. Alleluia.
Let God arise. Let his foes be scattered. Let those who hate him flee before him. As smoke is blown away, so will they be blown away. Like wax that melts before the fire, so shall the wicked perish at the presence of God. But the just shall rejoice at the presence of God. They shall exult and dance for joy. O sing to the Lord, make music to his name. Make a highway for him who rides on the clouds. Rejoice in the Lord, exult at his presence. Father of the orphan, defender of the widow, such is God in his holy place. God gives the lonely a home to live in. He leads the prisoners forth into freedom. But rebels must dwell in a parched land. When you went forth, O God, at the head of your people, when you marched across the desert, the earth trembled. The heavens melted at the presence of God, at the presence of God, Israel's God. You poured down, O God, a generous rain. When your people were starved, you gave them new life. It was there that your people found a home, prepared in your goodness, O God, for the poor. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let God arise. Let his enemies flee before him. Alleluia.
Our God is a saving God. He, the Lord, holds the keys of death. Alleluia.
Our God is a saving God. He, the Lord, holds the keys of death. Alleluia.
The Lord gives the word to the bearers of good tidings. The Almighty has defeated a numberless army, and kings and armies are in flight, while you were at rest among the sheepfolds. At home, the women already share the spoil. They are covered with silver as the wings of a dove, its feathers brilliant with shining gold, and jewels flashing like snow on Mount Zalmon. The mountains of Bashan are mighty mountains. High-ridged mountains are the mountains of Bashan. Why look with envy, you high-ridged mountains, at the mountain where God has chosen to dwell? It is there that the Lord shall dwell forever. The chariots of God are thousands upon thousands. The Lord has come from Sinai to the holy place. You have gone up on high. You have taken captives, receiving men in tribute, O God, even those who rebel, into your dwelling, O Lord. May the Lord be blessed day after day. He bears our burdens, God our Savior. This God of ours is a God who saves. The Lord our God holds the keys of death, and God will smite the head of his foes, the crown of those who persist in their sins. The Lord said, I will bring them back from Bashan. I will bring them back from the depth of the sea. Then your feet will tread in their blood, and the tongues of your dogs take their share of the foe. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Our God is a saving God. He, the Lord, holds the keys of death. Alleluia.
Kingdoms of earth, sing praise to God. Make music in honor of the Lord. Alleluia.
Kingdoms of earth, sing praise to God. Make music in honor of the Lord. Alleluia.
They see your solemn procession, O God, the procession of my God, of my King, to the sanctuary. The singers in the forefront, the musicians coming last, between them, maidens sounding their timbrels. In festive gatherings, bless the Lord. Bless God, O you who are Israel's sons. There is Benjamin, least of the tribes, at the head, Judah's princes, a mighty throng, Zebulun's princes, Naphtali's princes. Show forth, O God, show forth your might, O God, which you have shown for us. For the sake of your temple, high in Jerusalem, may kings come to you, bringing their tribute. Threaten the wild beast that dwells in the reeds, the bands of the mighty and lords of the peoples. Let them bow down, offering silver. Scatter the peoples who delight in war. Princes will make their way from Egypt. Ethiopia will stretch out her hands to God. Kingdoms of the earth, sing to God. Praise the Lord who rides on the heavens, the ancient heavens. He thunders his voice, his mighty voice. Come, acknowledge the power of God. His glory is on Israel. His might is in the skies. God is to be feared in his holy place. He is the Lord, Israel's God. He gives strength and power to his people. Blessed be God. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, King of the universe, you have given us joy in your holy meal. Help us to understand the significance of your death and to acknowledge you as the conqueror of death seated at the right hand of the Father.
Kingdoms of earth, sing praise to God. Make music in honor of the Lord. Alleluia.
Christ risen from the dead will never die again. Alleluia.
Death no longer has power over him. Alleluia.
A reading from the book of Revelation. When the Lamb broke open the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven for about half an hour. Then, as I watched, the seven angels who minister in God's presence were given seven trumpets. Another angel came in holding a censer of gold. He took his place at the altar of incense and was given large amounts of incense to deposit on the altar of gold in front of the throne, together with the prayers of all God's holy ones. From the angel's hand, the smoke of the incense went up before God, and with it the prayers of God's people. Then the angel took the censer, filled it with live coals from the altar, and hurled it down to the earth. Peals of thunder and flashes of lightning followed, and the earth trembled. The seven angels with the seven trumpets made ready to blow them. When the first angel blew his trumpet, there came hail, and then fire mixed with blood, which was hurled down to the earth. A third of the land was scorched, along with a third of the trees and every green plant. When the second angel blew his trumpet, something like a huge mountain all in flames was cast into the sea. A third of the sea turned to blood. A third of the creatures living in the sea died, and a third of the ships were wrecked. When the third angel blew his trumpet, a huge star burning like a torch crashed down from the sky. It fell on a third of the rivers and the springs. The star's name was Wormwood, because a third of all the water turned to wormwood. Many people died from this polluted water. When the fourth angel blew his trumpet, a third of the sun, a third of the moon, and a third of the stars were hit hard enough to be plunged into darkness. The day lost a third of its light, as did the night. As my vision continued, I heard an eagle flying in mid-heaven cry out in a loud voice, "Woe, woe, and again woe to the inhabitants of the earth." From the trumpet blasts, the other three angels are about to blow. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
An angel stood by the altar, holding a golden censer. A large quantity of incense was given to him,
and clouds of incense rose from the hand of the angel in the presence of God. Alleluia.
Each angel held a vessel filled with incense, the prayers of God's holy people.
And clouds of incense rose from the hand of the angel in the presence of God. Alleluia.
The second reading from a sermon by St. Augustine, Bishop.
Sing to the Lord a new song. His praise is in the assembly of the saints. We are urged to sing a new song to the Lord as new men who have learned a new song. A song is a thing of joy. More profoundly, it is a thing of love. Anyone, therefore, who has learned to love the new life has learned to sing a new song, and the new song reminds us of our new life. The new man, the new song, the new covenant all belong to the one kingdom of God, and so the new man will sing a new song and will belong to the new covenant. There is not one man who does not love something, but the question is what to love. The Psalms do not tell us not to love, but to choose the object of our love. But how can we choose unless we are first chosen? We cannot love unless someone has loved us first. Listen to the Apostle John. We love him because he first loved us. The source of man's love for God can only be found in the fact that God loved him first. He has given himself as the object of our love, and he has also given us its source. What the source is, you may learn more clearly from the Apostle Paul, who tells us, the love of God has been poured into our hearts. This love is not something we generate ourselves. It comes to us through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. Since we have such an assurance, then let us love God with the love he has given us. As John tells us more fully, God is love, and whoever dwells in love dwells in God and God in him. It's not enough to say love is from God. Which of us would dare to pronounce the words of Scripture, God is love? He alone could say it who knew what it was to have God dwelling within him. God offers us a short route to the possession of himself. He cries out, love me, and you will have me, for you would be unable to love me if you did not possess me already. My dear brothers and sons, fruit of the true faith and holy seed of heaven, all you have been born again in Christ and whose life is from above, listen to me. Or rather, listen to the Holy Spirit saying through me, sing to the Lord a new song. Look, you tell me, I am singing. Yes, and indeed you are singing. You are singing clearly. I can hear you. But make sure that your life does not contradict your words. Sing with your voices, your hearts, your lips, and your lives. Sing to the Lord a new song. Now it is your unquestioned desire to sing of him whom you love. But you ask me how to sing his praises. You have heard the words, sing to the Lord a new song, and you wish to know what praises to sing. The answer is, his praise is in the assembly of the saints. It is in the singers themselves. If you desire to praise him, then live what you express. Live good lives, and you yourselves will be his praise. Just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, so we too must live a new life.
And we must love one another as the Lord has commanded us. Hallelujah.
Let us sing the praises of the Lord. Let us sing a new song to our God.
And we must love one another as the Lord has commanded us. Hallelujah.
Let us pray. O God, who open wide the gates of the heavenly kingdom to those reborn of water and the Holy Spirit, pour out on your servants an increase of the grace you have bestowed, that having been purged of all sins, they may lack nothing that in your kindness you have promised. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
Once again, the people ask Jesus for a sign. It's in today's gospel in just a few minutes on Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Welcome back to Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's Tuesday, April 16th, 2024. I'm Paul Sadek, and in today's Gospel from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, the people ask Jesus for a sign, and we begin what is known as the Bread of Life Discourse from the 6th chapter of the Gospel of John.
Then what sign do you do, that we may see and believe you? What work do you perform? Our fathers ate the manna in the wilderness, as it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat.
Truly, truly, I say to you, it was not Moses who gave you the bread from heaven. My Father gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is that which comes down from heaven and gives life to the world.
Lord, give us this bread always.
I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall not hunger. And he who believes in me shall never thirst.
This selection from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible courtesy of Falcon Picture Group, daily and Sunday Mass readings are on the Relevant Radio app. It is a temptation at times to want to fit in with the crowd. But in the end, the only person we have to please is Jesus Christ. Today's reading from In Conversation with God by Father Francisco Fernandez Carvajal is from Volume 2, Lent and Eastertide. The life of the first Christians and their witness to the world make known to us their quality and their character. Their norm of conduct was not to take the easy way out or opt for the more comfortable line or the more popular decision. But rather did they seek to fulfill completely the will of God. They ignored the danger of death. They forgot how few they were. They never noticed how many were against them, or the power or strength or wisdom of their enemies. Their power was greater than all of that. Theirs was the power of him who had died on the cross and risen again. They had their gaze riveted on Christ, who gave his life for all men. They were not seeking their own personal glory nor the applause of their fellow citizens. They always acted with a right intention because they had their eyes fixed on the Lord. That is what allows St. Stephen to say at the moment of his martyrdom, "Lord, do not take their sin into account," as we read in today's Mass. Our intention is right when Christ is the end and motive of all our actions. Purity of intention is no more than presence of God. God, our Lord, is present in all our intentions. How free our heart will be of every earthly obstacle, how clear our vision and how supernatural our way of doing things when Jesus Christ really reigns in our intimate world and presides over all our plans and purposes. By contrast, the person who is always seeking the approval and applause of others can easily deform his own conscience. The rule of action then becomes what people will say rather than the will of God. Concern for the opinion of others can easily become fear of the environment. It is easy then to neutralize the apostolic activity of Christians who have taken upon themselves the urgent task to fulfill on earth the evangelization of the world. Sometimes, in order not to appear out of step, one easily begins not to be consistent with one's principles. One falls into the temptation of leaning to the side from which approving smiles and handshakes more readily come, or at least in the direction of mediocrity. This is what happened to the Pharisees. Vanity and cowardice were what led them away from God. This is what led them to seek another theater for their struggles, and is what lost them, because once you begin by pleasing your own spectators, the battles you fight are the ones they want to see. On the contrary, those who truly seek Christ have to accept that their conduct will be unpopular and often criticized, particularly if they live in an environment that is not very Christian. The first thing we have to do with our actions is to please Christ. If I were still concerned about pleasing men, I would not be a servant of Christ. And St. Paul also replies to some Corinthians who were criticizing his apostolate, "Not that it makes the slightest difference to me whether you or indeed any human tribunal find me worthy or not. I will not even pass judgment on myself. The Lord alone is my judge." Human judgments are often wrong. Only God can judge our actions and our intentions. Among the surprises which await us on the day of judgment, not least will be the silence with which our Lord will greet those actions of ours which merited the applause of men. On the other hand, it can happen that He will weigh in positive terms some actions which have drawn down criticism and censorship upon us. Our judge is the Lord. It is He whom we have to please. We must ask ourselves many times each day, "Am I doing what I should be doing now? Do I seek the glory of God, or am I trying to show off, to make sure people like me?" If we are sincere on those occasions, we will obtain light to rectify our intention if necessary, and direct it towards God. In Conversation with God by Francis Fernandez is published by Scepter Publishers, and you'll find it at your local Catholic bookstore. We continue praying with the whole church as we're led by our friends at DivineOffice.org in morning prayer.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
You will turn back, O God, and bring us to life, and your people will rejoice in you. Alleluia.
You will turn back, O God, and bring us to life, and your people will rejoice in you. Alleluia.
O Lord, you once favored your land and revived the fortunes of Jacob. You forgave the guilt of your people and covered all their sins. You averted all your rage. You calmed the heat of your anger.
Revive us now, God, our helper. Put an end to your grievance against us. Will you be angry with us forever? Will your anger never cease?
Will you not restore again our life, that your people may rejoice in you? Let us see, O Lord, your mercy, and give us your saving help.
I will hear what the Lord God has to say, a voice that speaks of peace. Peace for his people and his friends and those who turn to him in their hearts. His help is near for those who fear him, and his glory will dwell in our land.
Mercy and faithfulness have met. Justice and peace have embraced. Faithfulness shall spring from the earth and justice look down from the heavens.
The Lord will make us prosper, and our earth shall yield its fruit. Justice shall march before him, and peace shall follow his steps.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. Show us your mercy, Lord. Our misery is known to us. May no evil desires prevail over us, for your glory and love dwell in our hearts.
You will turn back, O God, and bring us to life, and your people will rejoice in you. Alleluia.
We have placed all our hope in the Lord, and he has given us his peace. Alleluia.
We have placed all our hope in the Lord, and he has given us his peace. Alleluia.
A strong city have we. He sets up walls and ramparts to protect us. Open up the gates to let in a nation that is just, one that keeps faith.
A nation of firm purpose you keep in peace. In peace for its trust in you. Trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord is an eternal rock.
The way of the just is smooth. The path of the just you make level. Yes, for your way and your judgments, O Lord, we look to you. Your name and your title are the desire of our souls.
My soul yearns for you in the night. Yes. My spirit within me keeps vigil for you. When your judgment dawns on the earth, the world's inhabitants learn justice.
O Lord, you mete out peace to us, for it is you who have accomplished all we have done.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning. Is now, and will be forever. Amen.
We have placed all our hope in the Lord, and he has given us his peace. Alleluia.
The earth has yielded its fruit. Let the nations be glad and sing for joy. Alleluia.
The earth has yielded its fruit. Let the nations be glad and sing for joy. Alleluia.
O God, be gracious and bless us, and let your face shed its light upon us. So will your ways be known upon the earth, and all nations learn your saving help.
Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you.
Let the nations be glad and exult, for you rule the world with justice. With fairness you rule the peoples. You guide the nations on earth.
Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you.
The earth has yielded its fruit, for God, our God, has blessed us. May God still give us his blessing till the ends of the earth revere him.
Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen. Be gracious and bless us, Lord, and let your face shed its light on us, so that we can make you known with reverence and bring forth a harvest of justice.
The earth has yielded its fruit. Let the nations be glad and sing for joy. Alleluia.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles.
God raised Jesus from the dead, and for many days thereafter, Jesus appeared to those who had come up with him from Galilee to Jerusalem. These are his witnesses now before the people. We ourselves announce to you the good news that what God promised our fathers, he has fulfilled for us, their children, in raising up Jesus according to what is written in the second psalm. You are my son. This day I have begotten you. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord is risen from the tomb. Alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord is risen from the tomb. Alleluia, alleluia.
He hung upon the cross for us.
Alleluia, alleluia.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
The Lord is risen from the tomb. Alleluia, alleluia.
Truly I say to you, Moses did not give you the bread of heaven. My Father gives you the true bread from heaven. Alleluia.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free.
He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David.
Through his holy prophets he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us.
He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant.
This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight, all the days of our lives.
You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins.
In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Truly I say to you, Moses did not give you the bread of heaven. My Father gives you the true bread from heaven. Alleluia. Let us pray. By his own power, Christ raised up the temple of his body when it had been destroyed in death. With joy, let us ask him, Lord, share with us the fruits of your victory. Christ our Savior, when you rose again, you brought to the holy women and the apostles the joyful news of a world redeemed.
Make us witnesses to your risen life.
Lord, share with us the fruits of your victory. You promised to all people that we would rise up again to newness of life.
Make us heralds of your gospel.
Lord, share with us the fruits of your victory. You showed yourself to your apostles and breathed the Holy Spirit on them.
Renew in us the presence of the same Creator Spirit.
Lord, share with us the fruits of your victory. You promised to be with your disciples to the end of the world.
Stay with us today and remain with us always.
Lord, share with us the fruits of your victory.
Now let us offer together the prayer our Lord Jesus Christ taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation,
but deliver us from evil.
O God, who open wide the gates of the heavenly kingdom to those reborn of water and the Holy Spirit, pour out on your servants an increase of the grace you have bestowed, that, having been purged of all sins, they may lack nothing that in your kindness you have promised. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Morning Air is up next. I'm Paul Sadek. I'll see you tomorrow morning, 4 a.m. Central, or on the Relative Radio app. Go out and make this a great day and live in the light of the Lord.
Audio from the Liturgy of the Hours, courtesy of DivineOffice.org. Readings from In Conversation with God, courtesy of Scepter Publishers. Selections from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. 10 minutes with Jesus is used with permission. Daybreak is available on relevantradio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. Daybreak is a production of Relevant Radio.